This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We know that during the first Trump administration, an aggressive trade policy was implemented. Tariffs and trade wars were the terms we used during that time. One trade battle was fought with our closest neighbors, Mexico and Canada. The old NAFTA agreement was replaced with USMCA. Well, there's been a few disputes within the new agreement in the past few years, an agreement that's up for analysis during the second Trump administration. So what's Canada's reaction to the elections in the United States? We'll find out next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
With the elections over and President Trump returning as the 47th President of the United States, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada was quick to send a congratulatory message to the President-elect, and he knows that having a good relationship between the countries is essential.
We've been preparing for this. We're going to make sure that this extraordinary friendship and alliance between Canada and the United States continues to be a real benefit to Canadians, but also to people around the world.
Interestingly enough, Trudeau is also facing re-election next year, and he's facing criticism from the conservative opposition for his economic policies and controversial carbon taxes. Businesses in Canada are going to be watching Trump's economic plans very carefully as he's proposed a 10% tariff across the board for all goods entering the U.S. According to Canada's Chamber of Commerce, they say that tariff would shrink Canada's economy by $30 billion, and they're concerned it could undo everything that was gained by USMCA. The agreement has boosted trade between the two countries by 46% since 2020. Kirsten Hillman is the Canadian ambassador to the United States, and she says that the trade agreement has been a rousing success.
Former President Trump, when he was the president, renegotiated the NAFTA. From Canada's perspective, that's the deal that we have. Those are the rules that prevail between our two countries. We have more trade between our two countries than ever in the history of our two countries. It's doing exactly what it's meant to do. We are going to have to sit down and have those conversations with President Trump in his second mandate. And I think we're ready for it. I think we have a lot of very clear and cogent facts to bring to the table.
Economists on both sides of the border are warning that these across-the-board tariffs could lead to more inflation and eventual recession. Another topic Canadians are watching is President-elect Trump's statements on deportations and immigration. Ambassador Hillman says that Canada has been stepping up their cooperation with U.S. officials across the border already.
We have really stepped up our cooperation with the Americans on our border. Treaty allows both of our countries to return asylum seekers back to the other country at ports of entry or between the borders. The Trump administration, when they were last in office, they were very eager to maintain a strong and reliable border. They only have two borders. One of them causes them a fair bit of challenge. One of them does not.
When it comes down to it, trade has to be equitable amongst our trading partners and ourselves, and we also have to maintain strong ties with our closest neighbors, Canada and Mexico, and that just isn't about economics. While messages of congratulations have been coming from around the world to President-elect Trump, many countries are anxiously watching what the first few days, weeks, and months of a second Trump presidency are going to bring. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. You can also find replays of all of our content and our shows right there as well. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.